From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. It's been a fairly exhilarating time for poet Richard Blanco. He's written extensively about his Miami upbringing and his family's Cuban exile roots. You're going to hear that for yourself because he is here, and I'm going to twist his arm to read us an excerpt. But since you're sort of family, go ahead, don't be shy. Tell everybody what it was.
I am the inaugural poet.
And the book about it is called For All of Us, One Today, An Inaugural Poet's Journey. And you found out about this, Richard, in a very unliterary way.
Actually, a text message from my agent at the time, and all caps that said, call me immediately. And of course, being my neurotic mother that I am, my first thought is like, who died? And then finally we talked on the phone and I thought it might have been a joke from one of my friends or whatnot. So we cleared it all out. And then it finally dawned on me like, okay, like Frost, like Maya Angelou.
So it wasn't from the fake Barack Obama Twitter account.
Right, no. Actually, we Googled the name of the person that called just to be sure. And it did come up. Only governments can come up with these titles. It was the surrogate scheduler of the presidential inaugural committee.
Is that legal?
It sounds like something that shouldn't be, but
I'm used to writing on deadlines. I can't imagine writing a poem on deadline. How did this happen?
Right, right. Well, in some ways, we're used to that from graduate school and from writing programs. You have a week to turn in a poem, but certainly not to turn in the final draft, and certainly not the most important poem of your life. So pressure can bring out the best in you. And I think, I did nothing but write for 3 weeks. Three poems in 3 weeks is sort of the line I use. That's what I had to do. So luckily, everything stopped and had to stop. I think the challenges were more emotional, or emotional as well as creative, because this is a kind of poem that, it's not just sort of an autobiographical poem or something you can pull out of a memory or family memory. This was something that had to encompass a lot and had to ask a lot of deep questions about what do I feel about America? What can I emote in this poem that's going to be authentic? And I think the emotional work was just as difficult as to open that emotional door to the poem as writing the poem then eventually. So by the same token, I think if they would have called me 6 months earlier, I wouldn't have liked that either, because then
you would have overthought it.
I would have overthought it, and I would have probably messed it up, and I would have – well, good thing is I might have lost 50 pounds or gained 50 pounds.
Well, I have to ask you to read the poem that wasn't selected that was your favorite. Do you have it handy?
Sure. Mother Country. To love a country as if you've lost one. 1968. My mother leaves Cuba for America. A scene I imagine as if standing in her place, 1 foot inside a plane destined for a country she knew only as a name, a color on a map, or glossy photos from drugstore magazines. Her other foot anchored to the platform of her patria, her hand clutched around one suitcase, taking only what she needs most, hand-colored photographs of her family, her wedding veil, the doorknob of her house, a jar of dirt from her backyard, goodbye letters she won't open for years.
Richard Blanco, please thank your mother for giving you to us.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.